This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in to the Hickett Night Show. Here's Ryan Hickey.
And welcome on into Hick at Night. Ryan Hickey with you right here on the Infinity Sports Network. A very happy Sunday to you. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend. If you're just tuning in, number one, welcome. Number two, if you want to catch up on anything you've missed so far, we talked a lot about Rory McIlroy, what it means for his career and finally breaking through, winning the Masters, joining the career Grand Slam Club, and what it means for his career moving forward. Miss any of that conversation, you want to catch up, easiest way to do so, Hick at Night podcast, Night spelled N-I-T-E. Search it wherever you do get your podcasts. We're available at every platform out there. Hick at Night podcast, Night spelled N-I-T-E. You can also watch a show on YouTube on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. And obviously, right, because YouTube, you can use a little toggle, you can scroll back to hour one and watch what you have missed as well. So plenty of ways to catch up, but still so much great stuff here moving forward over the next 3 hours. So not only today do we have the Masters Sunday and Rory finally breaking through in what was, we'll discuss a little bit here, one of maybe the best Masters Sundays, at least in my lifetime of the last 30 years. No doubt about it. Not only do we have that, we also had the NBA regular season finale earlier today with a lot of different playoff implications. Now that that is come and gone, we know who the seeds are as the postseason gets started this week. In the East, Cavs 1, no surprise, Celtics 2, Knicks 3, Bucks 4, Pacers 5, Pistons 6, and then the play-in Magic Hawks, Bulls Heat. And then in the West, this is where a lot of the chaos, a lot of the organization and the final seeding came down to. Thunder 1, no surprise, Rockets 2, Lakers 3, we knew that coming into today. Nuggets grabbed the 4 seed, Clippers the 5 seed, the Wolves avoid the play-in, they get the 6th seed, and the Warriors drop down to the play-in where they do face here the Grizzlies later this week. So now that we have the playoff seedings set, I want to give you a few tiers, 4 to be exact, 4 tiers as we get set for the NBA postseason. Can't talk NBA playoffs without this great music here. First tier we have, championship contender tier. Let's get right to it. These are the teams that can win a title this year. I got only 2 teams in there. The Boston Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's it. Those are the only 2 teams I could see lifting the Larry O'Brien trophy in about 2 months from now. They are the 2 most talented, 2 of the deepest teams in all of the NBA. When you look at the Celtics, I think the only team that could beat them is themselves. You know, going back to last year and even previous postseasons, how many times have we seen the Celtics, it seemingly like seem like they get bored out there? They're not into it. They're making some bad mistakes. If the Celtics are locked in and focused, I have no idea who's beating them. Thunder included. I think the Thunder can win a title this year. I'm not picking them, though. I'm picking the Celtics in a repeat. And remember, or I'll point this out in case you forgot, what's scary about the Celtics winning last year and what makes them so dangerous this year? The Celtics won a title last year with their best player in Jason Tatum really struggling. He averaged his lowest points per game in a postseason since 2019 last year, had the lowest three-point field goal percentage of his playoff career, and his 42% field goal percentage was one of the lowest of his playoff career. He is going to be better this year than last year. So if the Celtics won with him being bad, well, if we see a good Jason Tatum this year, which I think we will, imagine how good they'll be this year. Celtics are legit. And I think for the Thunder, they're also legit. Like, I think they learned a lot from last year's second-round loss to the Mavericks. They did a lot of maturing. And you watch them this year, they have not skipped a beat. They're even better this year than they were last year. They have really good size. You have an MVP candidate, a superstar, an SGA Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They have really good three-point shooting. They are elite defensively. They are number one in the league in terms of forcing turnovers. They have the fewest turnovers committed on offense. Like, I'll ask you this, a very simple question. What is their weakness? I don't know. I don't think they have one. The weakness is maybe they're just not as good as Boston, but other than that, OKC's legit. Championship contending tier. Two teams in it. Celtics, Thunder. Only two teams that can win a title this year. Second tier we got. Title contenders in any other year. Cavs, Lakers, Clippers. So from the Cavs here, the Cavs are legit. Again, their biggest issue is that the Celtics are there. Even with home court for Cleveland, I just don't think they are good enough and can take down the Celtics and beat them four times in a seven-game series. But that's nothing to take away from what Cleveland has done this year. I'm not saying that what they've accomplished is a fluke. Like, their offense is legitimately the best in the NBA. They have great balance throughout the entire roster, offensively and defensively. Donovan Mitchell is a guy that can pour it in on any single night. But outside of that, you have great size and a great 1-2 punch with Evan Mobley and Jared Allen in the front court. They have a very good coach in Kenny Atkinson. This team is legit. I just think for them, unfortunately, they are going up against a team in the Celtics that right now for a 3-4 year window is built like one of the best teams we've seen in a long, long time. When you look at the Lakers, I did not expect them to play this well post-Luka. I thought there'd be some time and some adjustments, learning curves, if you will, in terms of integrating Luka into this lineup and how he plays, but they've been really damn good, and that partnership has taken off quicker than I thought. Lakers, 50 wins for them for the first time since the 2019-2020 season. And how about this? Now, the bubble kind of throws a little bit of a wrench into this, but this is going to be the first time since the 2011 postseason, so 14 years, that the Lakers in round number one are hosting a playoff. It's been some dark years in LA, but they are legitimately a good team. What worries me about the Lakers, I am worried about their size. I don't think they can match up size-wise with the Thunder. That, to me, is a big concern. Now, I don't think the Lakers are going anywhere. Even with LeBron getting older, they're still going to be a title contender going forward. I just think in year one for them, they're not quite at that title contending level yet in this Luka-LeBron partnership already. And the Clippers, man, look, I wish I had stones. I really do. Because I would pick the Clippers to make a run to the finals. I think that they are playing excellent, excellent basketball. Winners of 15 out of the last 17. 8-game winning streak going to the playoffs. They just beat the Warriors in Golden State earlier today to lock down that 4 seed. I think they have a good matchup here, or lock down that 5 seed. They have a good matchup against the Nuggets, who are reeling right now in round number one. I think the Clippers can push the Thunder. I just don't think right now they are good enough to take down OKC. But in any other year, if OKC did not exist, let's just say take him away, I picked the Clippers to make a run to the finals here coming out of the West. All right, so that's tier number two. We got championship contending tier and teams that could win a title in any other year but this year. Third tier here we got a player away tier. These teams are good, not great, still a piece or two away from becoming championship contenders. Knicks, Nuggets, Bucks, Warriors, Pacers. Look, simply the Knicks need a more reliable option outside of Jalen Brunson. They thought it was Cat. It's not him. Look, Cat's had a very good year, but what I'm worried about, what I expect, he is not going to be a factor in the playoffs. We've seen it in Minnesota countless times. He could have one game where he goes off and has like 35 points and is a force. He is not consistently dominant the way Minnesota needed him to be and the way the Knicks need him to be. So even though they traded for Kat to maybe be that quote-unquote finishing piece, he's not going to. The Knicks are a very good team. The issue is there's a gap between them and the championship contenders in the league, the Cavs, the Thunder, and the Celtics. They need another difference maker. They're a player away. The Nuggets right now are down bad. Right? They just fired Michael Malone. They're going to the playoffs kind of limping. I don't think they're down that bad, though. Even though they're a mess defensively and their depth has been decimated, I think if they can make a move here and get the right piece in Denver, they could turn this thing around really quickly. You know, Nikola Jokic, I think, still for the next 3-4 years, will be the best player in the NBA. So he's not slowing down, at least in the immediate future. Their issue is Jamal Murray's not been reliable and efficient scoring-wise for most of his career outside of the title run 2 years ago in the bubble. They have not gotten a lot out of Jamal Murray, at least of what they need. And Michael Porter Jr. has kind of been, he's been a guy that's gone downhill since really winning that title. The Nuggets aren't that far away, especially when you have Jokic there, but they need a better sidekick, if you will, that's more consistent than Jamal Murray and that can do more things than Michael Porter Jr. When you look at the Bucks, even with how well Giannis has been playing, he's just an absolute beast mode here over the last month or so. They're still a player away. Even assuming Dame is, you know, can come back and hopefully can at some point during this postseason, they still need another piece or two, even alongside Dame and Giannis, to truly get over the hump and get into that level to where the Celtics are. I also think they need a better coach. I'm not a Doc Rivers guy. I don't think Doc really brings anything to the table. If the Bucks are truly serious about winning another title in the Giannis era, one piece away, more front court help, I think, is what they could use, and get a damn new coach that is not Doc Rivers. And when you look at the Pacers, they're a fun team. They play with pace. They're super athletic. Halliburton is a really fun player to watch, but they need another legit playmaker next to Hallie in order to take that next step where they're just a fun, maybe kind of dangerous team early on. So we were talking about them in the same sentence as the Celtics and the Cavaliers as a title contender. They need some help. And finally here, the final tier we got. As the NBA playoff seedings are set today officially, a year away team. Pistons and the Rockets. The Rockets, I think, have been a joy to watch under Ime Udoka this season. They play really hard. They're super athletic. They are elite defensively. They're just super young and inexperienced, and that's a problem. If they can get a little bit more veteran leadership here, I think the Rockets would be a dangerous team in about a year or so. But I think they're going to... I don't think they're going to beat the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to go in there and win in that first-round matchup, assuming the Warriors can win against the Grizzlies in the play, which I think they will. I think we'll see a Warriors-Rockets round number one matchup. I think Golden State wins that primarily off of championship experience that they have that Houston doesn't. They know what playoff basketball is like, but I think this is going to be a masterclass of truly what the intensity, what the matchups, what the focus is like, that I think the Rockets are going to come out of this year better for it. Like, they should be rooting to play the Warriors. So I think playing a team like that and learning what it takes to beat a team of that caliber will do them wonders moving forward. Rockets could use some playoff experience. I think they'll benefit greatly from this playoff run. They're not dangerous, and we've seen in the NBA, inexperienced teams never do well, never go far early on in the postseason. But once they kind of learn it, earn their stripes, that's when 2 or 3 years from now, they really benefit from early exits that I think we'll see from Houston this year. And same for the Pistons. You know, they're a 6 seed. They're not going to beat the Knicks. But they're a fun team. Cade Cunningham, this is his first experience in terms of playoff basketball. And the Pistons, this should be the only goal for the Pistons. Not even to beat the Knicks. How about get a playoff victory? The Pistons have not won a playoff game. Ready for this? Since 2008, they made the playoffs 3 other times, and they have gotten swept in the first round each of the last 3 times they've been in the playoffs. 2008, last time Detroit has won a playoff game. So for Detroit, again, you're similar to Houston. You're very young. They came into the year as the fourth youngest roster in the NBA. No one expected them to be here. So credit to them for getting here. But this is going to be one where I think they're going to learn from this experience and be better for in 2 or 3 years from now, even if it is a sweep or they win, you know, a game or two. Houston, Detroit. both teams that are going to benefit greatly from this playoff experience they are going to get. So those are the tiers that I have here, kind of sorting out the teams that are making the playoffs. Outside of the Warriors, we're not going to worry about the playing teams because, let's be honest, who is talking about the Magic making a run here? Or the Hawks or the Heat pushing either Cleveland or Boston? Not going to happen. So when you look at the teams that actually have made the top six seeds here, that have something going for them, I think only two teams, when it's all said and done, can lift the Larry O'Brien trophy this postseason. It's a Thunder and it's a Celtics. 888-710-4ISM. 888-710-4ISM. It is Ryan Hickey with you right here on the Infinity Sports Network, talking NBA basketball, also talking some Masters here as well. Rory McIlroy, break it through, finally winning his first career green jacket. 888-710-4ISN. Let's actually take a quick call here before we go to break. I want to go to Kevin in San Diego. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
You know, I think everyone forgets the human element of a sports athlete. And, you know, Rory McIlroy, you said he's been in a drought, you know, like the past 10 years. Got married, what, like 8 years ago? Birth of his daughter in 2020. Mm-hmm. Just finished going through a divorce, 2024. And I think that,
well, it never went,
you know, kind of, well.
There was a thought out there, yes, but never happened.
Yeah, still something that was, you know, a mental block, you know, you said, between the ears. Dealing with all of that stuff, I think putting that to bed now and you know, kind of getting over the hill, so to speak, with that gave him the clarity he needed to be able to overcome. And he almost choked it away today. But, you know, I was kind of the same side as you. Wasn't going to believe it until I saw it. And now that he has it, I think the pressure is gone for him.
I agree, Kev. In terms of the next player to get it done, who you got here real fast?
I got Kawhi Leonard, man. You know, he did it with the Spurs. He got it done with Toronto. And it was his thought to get it done with the Clippers. And he's just been plagued with injuries. And I think Ty Lue keeping him out of the Olympics and, you know, rehabbing his knee. He's been playing some of the best basketball I've seen him play since his times in San Diego State, man. He's just on fire, you know, both ends of the court. And I think they're a real contender and could give Chet Holmgren and the OKC a lot of trouble if they make it to the semis.
I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin. Appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you for calling from San Diego. I agree with anything you said about Rory, by the way. In terms of life, again, we kind of talked about it last hour. The mental toughness aspect is something we can't measure because we can't get into the mind of any athlete, especially Rory's mind. But I do think life, the whole live, PGA fight, then kind of getting the rug pulled out from under him, there was a lot that was straining on Rory outside of just trying to complete the career Grand Slam that I think now winning today and having a lot of those other issues like the whole live thing, I don't say solved, but at least the shock has worn off from basically being undercut and almost backstabbed in a way by the people that he was representing and trying to fight for. So I agree with everything you said about Rory, but I'm glad, Kevin, you brought up Kawhi Leonard, because I think technically Kawhi fits the bill. We're talking about, if you're just tuning in, athletes that can break through after we saw Rory break through. Rory's won majors, right? So it's not like, oh, he's never won. He finally broke through and won a major. This is, though, his first time winning the Masters, but he also, why I use the word breakthrough, I use it because he's been written off and doubted, where he's gotten his chances. Can he come through? He hasn't, and he's come close before, but now he finally broke through and won the green jacket. I agree, and I like your Kawhi Leonard next athlete to break through, because like you mentioned, Kawhi has two titles. He has two rings on his finger, so it's not like he's breaking through to win his first championship. But Kawhi, I think, because of his injuries, has been written off. Has been written off as, oh, that's a guy that, you know, Toronto was fun. That was a great year, but that's kind of like the high watermark now. And you always talk about Kawhi, because every time we talk about Kawhi, it's what could be. Because he's never healthy enough to actually live out to the potential that we think he could be. But that inspires me, Kevin, because when we do return here, I want to take a quick break, but when we do return, kind of sticking on the NBA playoff theme here, I just told you, I think there are only two teams that can win a title. the Thunder and the Celtics. I'll give you my NBA Finals pick right now. I think the Celtics take down the Thunder. I think we see chalk this NBA postseason. But there is one dark horse that I think could spoil a one seed in the West versus a one seed in the East NBA Finals matchup. I'll tell you who that dark horse is when we do return. It is Ryan Hickey right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This is Hick at Night. Here's your host, Ryan Hickey.
So every year I do a master's pool that one of my friend's cousins puts on. This year, there were 102 entries. And what it is, you pick 10 golfers, you know, they have three different tiers, tier A, tier B, tier C. Pick a certain amount of golfers from each tier, 10 total. And all it is every day, the five best scores get counted. So it doesn't matter who the golfers are, it's just your five best scores that day, add up the four rounds, and you get your total score. I have finished. We got the results back, the email. My total group score for 10 golfers was 25 under par. That is good for 97th out of 102 entries. I know a lot of you, especially on social media, like to clown my picks, call me the mush. This pool, I can't. The facts are the facts. I can't right now fight the accusations that my picks currently tend to not be right. 97th out of 102 entries. What did I tell you? I was 25 under. The winning score, the winning group, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Three tied for first place. Their scores were 61 under. So, what is that, 25, quick math here, 36 shots off the lead? You know, that's actually about right. That's about what my golf game is right now. If I had to, I don't play consistently enough to get a handicap, but if I was to play with some people that play all the time, I'd probably get a 36 handicap, two strokes a hole. So, my picks line up with my golf game, which is to say, neither very good right now. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. It is Ryan Hickey with you on this Sunday. Thank you for joining us here, making us a part of your evening. So I just gave you before last break, NBA tiers. Four tiers as we get set for the postseason to start here. And in the championship tier, the teams I think that can win a title, I think there are only two this year. The Thunder and the Celtics. Just like we saw in the NCAA tournament where it was chalk for the most part, we had four number one seeds make the final four. I think we're going to see a lot of chalk this NBA postseason, where a lot of the top seeds are the ones standing at the end. I just told you I think it's going to be a Celtics-Thunder finals. I think even in the conference finals, we see 1-2 Celtics-Cavs in the East. I think we see 1-3 in the West. I think it's the Thunder and the Lakers making the Western Conference finals. So for the most part, right, that's a lot of parity. The four best teams, I would say I think the Lakers are better than the Rockies, even though record-wise I didn't say so. I think when it's all said and done, we're going to see the four best teams in the NBA left standing in the conference finals, two best teams left in the NBA finals, and I think the best team is going to win. That is the Boston Celtics. There is one team lurking in the bushes, going under the radar, that can destroy right now the lack of parity that I think we're going to see. And that's the Los Angeles Clippers. No one's talking about them. They are the most under-the-radar team. Not a word positively has been said about them. It's been the Thunder. It's been the Lakers. It's been the Warriors. They're the Clippers just quietly, ho-hum, playing great basketball. I'm not picking them to make a run to the finals. But I think they're absolutely capable. If it's not the Thunder, they, to me, are the team that will be representing the West and making a run to the NBA Finals if it's not OKC. Their run to the finals starts with Kawhi Leonard. And while he started the season injured, and I really thought that this is kind of beginning of the end for Kawhi, he has come on and he has been not good. He has been great. Kawhi's actually healthy and he is playing like one of the best two-way players in the league right now. He's turned back the clock to where it is kind of like 2019 Toronto Kawhi Leonard all over again. This has been a guy over his last 14 games entering today. Has been averaging 26 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Oh, yeah, by the way, went over 30 again in a big game against the Warriors early today. But it's not just Kawhi Leonard. Again, one of the best two-way players right now in the league, I would say. They also have a great coach in Ty Lue because there's more than just one player. You need a great coach, and I think they have that, a championship guy in Ty Lue. But you also have a good team around Kawhi. Zubac down low has been playing out of this world. Clippers, as a team, they have good size, good depth. They are also going to the playoffs hot. They are playing their best basketball right now. They are peaking at the absolute right time. They are riding an 8-game winning streak into the playoffs. They went into Golden State earlier today with a spot to where they had basically had to fight to play to avoid the play-in, go into Golden State, who's also been equally hot with Jimmy Butler in the lineup, and they went in overtime. And now they've won 15 out of the last 17 games. I mean, you look at how the Clippers have played over the last month. They are number one in the league, not in the West, number one in the league in terms of offensive rating. They're also number one in the league in terms of defensive rating. They're balanced, they're deep. Most importantly, they're healthy, they're well coached. I think, again, we're seeing chalk. With the four best teams ending up in the conference finals and the two best teams ending up in the finals in OKC and Boston. If there's one team right now to throw a monkey wrench and bring some parity, prevent the top heaviness from going through and erase some of the chalk that I think we'll see, the Clippers are that team. They are right now the snake in the grass no one is talking about that is absolutely capable this year of making a run to the NBA Finals. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. Can you identify, now that we have the seedings, because right, the NBA playoffs, it's not just about health and talent and coaching. It is also about matchups as well. Now that we have the seeds officially set for the postseason that will start this week, but really next week once, you know, the play-ins are done, we actually get real basketball games played next Saturday. Now that we have the seeds set up going into the postseason, which team right now is the biggest dark horse you think in the playoffs? That if it's not going to be the Celtics, not going to be the Thunder, representing their conferences in the finals, who? Who is spoiling that party there at the top? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Also, you can tweet me, Ryan_Hickey3 on Twitter. And also right in our chat on YouTube that can be found on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. Let's go out to Minneapolis and talk to JP. What's up, JP?
Mr. Hickey, how you doing?
Well, JP, what's on your mind, man? How we doing?
Hey, basketball, man. Well, fine. You know, you're like the first guy in the last couple of years who actually sounds positive about the NBA playoffs. They've been getting beat up over the last few years, and it's nice to hear somebody, you know, sounding like it's the Bulls and the Lakers again, right?
Wow.
So thanks.
Yeah, you got it.
But the thing is, for me, I'm wondering, is James Harden with the Clippers?
He is.
Okay, yep. So you think he can make a run? And what about Paul George? Who is he with? Do you think he has anything left to get one more run at it? And
JP, are you an NBA fan?
I am, but those guys be injured so much, I just kind of just don't pay attention to them. That's why you're talking about.
You know what? Fine, that's fair.
Yeah.
To let you know, Paul George is not on the Clippers. Now, you're right, he is injured all the time. He's on the Sixers, yep. So his season is done.
Okay.
He's just like us when we're watching the postseason on the bench, or on the couch, I should say. So Paul George, in terms of the Clippers getting it done, not this year, JP. Appreciate the call. James Harden's a tough one, man. I am not a James Harden guy. I sold my James Harden stock a long time ago. I was in on Harden. I was in on the Rockets in like 2017 and 2018 and 2019, thinking they could finally break through, make a few threes, and end the reign that the Warriors had on all the NBA. And after watching James Harden come up short time and time again, it's not just like you fail. Because if you try and you fail, it's one thing, and you play well, okay, fine, you just got bested by a better team, no problem. And the Warriors, that team, right, is historically one of the best we've ever seen, especially when they added Kevin Durant. So losing to the Warriors in the playoffs and the Western Conference Finals, nothing to hold your nose at. But it's when you watch James Harden look disinterested, almost look scared of the moment, not wanting to shoot. When he does shoot, not coming close to hitting the rim or knocking down threes the way he was in the regular season, you see a guy who shrinks in the big moment, you start to say, God, this is not someone you can believe in. So as I said, everything I did about the Clippers, and I'm very optimistic about their path and their possibilities here. Look, James Harden's playing great. I mean, borderline all NBA. He played great today. Dropped over 30 points, can hit some threes, and really kind of kept LA in it as Golden State kind of early on was really trying to pull away, up 11 early in the second half, in the fourth quarter, kind of up by six, up by two possessions, three possessions. Their Harden was knocking at some big threes. I'm not going to go into the postseason saying I trust James Harden. What I'm going to say is this. I trust Kawhi Leonard. I trust Ty Lue, and I trust the overall team of the Clippers to make a run here. And I think what has helped James Harden in this LA run is that he's not the guy, right? In Houston, in Philly, he was asked to be the guy. Not the case this year with LA. You know, Kawhi is the one who's going to be taking most of the shots, especially late. So it's a secondary scoring role for James Harden. He fits that bill perfectly. So I'm not going to go into the postseason saying I believe in Harden, but at least I believe he won't be as bad come postseason time, as we've seen from him over the last few years. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. It is Ryan Hickey with right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll continue to take your thoughts here on the biggest dark horse this NBA postseason, and we'll also circle back to some Masters talk. Now that is complete, was this the greatest Sunday at the Masters we've ever seen? We'll break that down after we get this latest sports update.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hick at Night with Ryan Hickey.
Top of the hour, 17 minutes from now exactly, we are diving into the college football drama that happened over the weekend that culminated in Tennessee moving off of their five-star quarterback, Nico Iamaliava, and a first holdout in college football. We'll tell you where the sport is going to go after this just unprecedented set of events that happened where a player wanted more money, school said no, basically said, pack your bags, you're out of here. Never seen it before in college football. A lot has changed with NIL, I think, for the positive. This is one that change I don't think works well for the player or the school, but either way, 17 minutes now, 16 minutes from now to be exact, we'll dive into more top of the hour. Ryan Hickey with you right here on the Infinity Sports Network. All right, before we get back to your thoughts here at 888-710-4ISN, I think now that we are finally a few hours, you know, removed from that wild and crazy Sunday at the Masters, in which resulted in Rory McIlroy winning his first ever green jacket, I think I can confidently say that at least in my 30 years on this earth, that was by far the greatest Masters Sunday I've ever witnessed. Because I think it had everything you could have possibly asked for. Number one, had a lightning rod. It had a protagonist, Rory McIlroy. Can he get it done? He's leading after three rounds. He's searching for his first green jacket that's been very elusive. He has the history of past chokes at Augusta. He's looking to break into a club that is extremely exclusive. That's the career Grand Slam club that up until today had five members on it. Most recently, Tiger Woods back in 2000 was the most recent one before today to join. So you had already everyone, even before a shot was hit earlier today, you had the drama already baked in. And a rematch, if you will, of Rory versus Bryson that ended last year's U.S. Open in dramatic fashion, which Rory choked and Bryson won with a great bunker shot. That right there set the stage. But then as the Sunday played out, it lived up to the hype and more, because what we got was scoring. Right, to have a great Sunday, it's not just a great matchup, but it's also a great round how it unfolded. And there were so many lead changes, and there was like legitimate scoring, not just positive scoring, birdies, eagles, but I'm talking bogeys, double bogeys, water hazards. We saw players moving up and down the leaderboard constantly. That's what you want. I like a changing leaderboard. I like seeing guys rise up, fall down. Come up, big shot. Oh, now they just double bogey. Now they all of a sudden open the door. You know, look at Rory's scorecard today. He had 11 of his 18 holes were either a birdie, bogey, or double bogey. A majority of his holes, either he's scoring to cushion his lead or struggling opening the door. Most holes Rory played, he was not just staying pat. He was doing something to either help or hurt his status. And you look at Justin Rose, who made an insane charge. The guy had 10 birdies. 10 birdies today. And look at his back nine. The final 8 holes from Justin Rose, either a birdie or a bogey. He's either scoring and closing the gap or giving Rory a little bit more breathing room. You know, that scoring that we saw happen was insane theater. You need, I think, constant lead changes to make it one of the all-time memorable Masters. And we got that. Not to mention a playoff. Rory missing a few short shots. Bryson put in the water. Like, I've only been on this earth 30 years, so I really don't remember the Greg Norman choke and epic collapse that he had, where, the image at least that sticks in my head that I've seen from highlights is him falling down after, in agony after not being able to close out the deal. There have been some epic Masters Sundays. We've had playoffs before. For me, this one takes the cake. I think what we just watched was the greatest Masters Sunday of at least the last 30 years. No doubt about it, I think, and one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in Masters history. It had everything you could have asked for. Insane drama. A guy everyone's either rooting for or against. A playoff. A comeback. It was outstanding. 10 out of 10 for what we saw Sunday at Augusta. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. And if you were there, if you are listening right now to the show and you got your phone back and you were there, please call us up. I got to hear what it was like to be there in person. You could feel the drama and the tension from the TV. I could, like, my hands were sweaty and I could feel how nervous and tense Rory was with some of these shots he was about to take. I couldn't even imagine what it must have felt like being there on the course. If you were there and you want to relay what it was like seeing, I think, what we just saw, which is one of the greatest Sundays in Masters history, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. Let's go out to Kareem, calling from California. What's up, Kareem?
Hey, what's going on, Ron? It's Kareem.
Kareem, my apologies.
Yeah. It's all good. So, yeah, I definitely have to agree with you as far as the intrigue. You know, what he did as far as Rory with those shots, I'm trying to think what hole it was. I believe it was the 15th hole. Well, I know he took a drink on one of those where he double bogey.
13.
But I think he was the first. Yeah, the 13 where he double bogey, and he was the first golfer to have four double bogeys over the weekend and still win it. And I think, you know, for me, I'm a little older than you, so I think my greatest memory of something that I could correlate to this Masters was the U.S. Open between Tiger and Sergio Garcia, where Tiger was on one leg making some unbelievable shots. And I think that's what separates, you know, Tiger from somebody like Rory is Tiger was always had that focus, and between the ears, he was able to lock in and you know, run away with a lot of those championships. And I remember, you know, in a past Master where he shot like 21 under and beat the field by 12 shots. But today, you know, I was happy for Rory because, like you said before, he have had a lot of chokes in the past. And for him to miss that short putt at 18 and then to come back in the playoff and hit an unbelievable shot after Rose, who made, like you said, a charging comeback after, you know, leading on moving day yesterday, you know, minus 8, you know, he dropped 3 shots and was able to, you know, make it up and get to a playoff. It's just remarkable what that guy was able to do. But, you know, kudos to Rory, because you root for a guy like that who has chances in the past and wasn't able to come through, and he was able to, you know, lock it up today and get that elusive green jacket. I do want to pivot real quick to the NBA, because I want to disagree with you, though, about you saying that the dark horse maybe would be the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I don't think that is because, as you alluded to, James Harden, he doesn't show up in big-time playoff games. And I know he's not the number one. The number one guy is Kawhi, who's playing awesome. The inside joke about him was he was robbing the Clippers without a mask, you know, up until he got healthy, towards the end of this year, because, you know, he's been injury plagued the whole time he built the Clippers. But I'm going to tell you one thing about the Lake Show, man. You got to watch out for Luka and LeBron. These two guys play at a high level cerebrally. And when you get down to a series and you making in-game adjustments and in-series adjustments, that's what's going to be the difference between the OKCs and the Clevelands. I'm looking at a Boston-Laker final, and that's because, like you said, Boston is the deepest team, I think, and they got the more, depending on Porzingis, if he can stay healthy, I think that's going to be the X-factor for the East. And you just can't count out Luka. He got this Dallas team last year to the finals, and you think with LeBron – and what Reeves have gave the Lakers, he's the most improved player this year.
He is.
The Lakers is going to be there, man.
Here's my concern.
Thanks for the time, Ryan. Bless us.
Kareem, appreciate the call, buddy. Here's my concern about the Lakers. It's their size. And you said it. You know, playoff series, right, are about adjustments. What can you do? What can you take advantage of? And I think now the concern for me with the Lakers, and I think they're going to the Western Conference Finals. So I'm not sitting here saying, oh, they're going to be, you know, win one series, or they're screwed in round number one. I think they'll beat the Wolves, and I'm assuming whether it's the Rockets or the Warriors, I think they'll win that series. They'll be in the Western Conference Finals. When you look at the Thunder matchup, Thunder have good size. And when you look at Jackson Hayes being your primary center, even with how great Luka's been and LeBron has been and Austin Reeves has been, you're right, that three-headed monster has played really well together. But I just feel like I think come down to a series, I think you'll see the Thunder attack the lack of size with the Lakers, and that's going to be a big issue. I trust OKC and Mark Daigneault, their head coach, defensively to do enough to not allow Luka and LeBron for four games to completely kill them. You know, OKC is good defensively. They're very good defensively. They're elite defensively. I think they could take advantage of the lack of size of the Lakers, which I'm sure will change this offseason. That's where I think the Lakers are shorthanded, why I don't think they can make a finals run this year. Get a center, get a big man that could change. This year, though, I think their lack of size with Jackson Hayes being your center is very concerning, at least from a Lakers perspective. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. That is the number to get involved and get your thoughts heard on the show. You also can tweet me, Ryan_Hickey3. And also write in our chat on YouTube, where you can watch a show and comment as well on our Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. When we return, we'll continue to get your thoughts here, as we're talking a lot of Masters and a lot of NBA. Also, a huge story in college football developed over the last 72 hours, and that was Nico Iamaleava, former five-star quarterback for Tennessee, has left. Where college football goes from here, I'll tell you next. It's Ryan Hickey on the Infinity Sports Network.